Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. So Pew Research at Campus Reform. Pew's very good. I think they're down the middle as much as you can be. They have a big headline, younger Americans more likely than older adults to say there are other countries that are better than the United States. Now, they don't name them, and it is based upon political leanings. Overall, most Americans say either that the United States stands above all other countries or that it's one of the greatest countries, along with some others. So 24% say clearly it's above all other countries. Is there any doubt? What country are we talking about? That it's even in the league. But 55% and 24, it's pretty good. But about 1 in 5 say there are other countries that are better than the United States. Among adults 18 to 29, the millennials, there are other countries that are better than the United States. 36% say that. 47% of Democrats say it. Well, I thought that was kind of low. It seems to be more of them believe that. Among Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, 19% of adults under 30 say there are other countries that are superior to the U.S. Now, one of the obvious reasons for this, and I want to see if you think there are others and if you see this yourself, Bernie Sanders is starting to move forward. All right, he's doing pretty well. Couple reasons why, but let me backtrack. One of the groups that is backing him the most out of all these Democrat interest groups are the teacher groups. They're contributing mightily. They're volunteering with him. They love Bernie Sanders, big time. So one of the reasons these kids might be thinking, hey, socialism's good, other countries better than the United States, is the teachers, the stuff they're getting in school. That would probably be the most obvious, not even just at college, but at the high school level, right? That's probably one of them. All right, another reason why Bernie's hot is that you have people thinking he was robbed the last time, and boy, he would have beaten Trump. That's what they're thinking. And just imagine all the free stuff that they would be getting, because he's genuine. Look, you got to face it. Bernie's genuine as politicians go. He's authentic, just as Trump is. They might be about the only two authentic people in the race. Elizabeth Warren's not authentic. She's constantly recrafting. Biden's too addled to be authentic. He's authentically dumb, but that's about it. You got to give Bernie that. Now, Dan, you saw Jim Messina, who I think he and Pluff, more than Axelrod, those two, those were the guys for Obama. Messina was the one on the cutting edge social media and everything else that drove the Obama campaign. And Messina is out there saying what a mistake it would be if it's Bernie Sanders, how easily Trump would make this comparison of socialism versus capitalism, right? You're trying to get him on. So, Messina is one of the smarter guys making that case, making that point. So those are some of the things driving Bernie. But more importantly, what do you think in your experience, when you see people enunciate this, can they name another country? I'd love to, that's the question. What country is greater? What country can you name that does more good? What country is it? Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to say. I don't have to say. You know, what country would they point toward that would meet that muster? That's the attic. If they can't do that and at least debate that, then how can you say this? Well, they're going to say it because of the indoctrination. And this is the root of a lot of this stuff with Bernie and a lot of this stuff with socialism and all the rest. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. At the end of your call, you just hit us with the dumbest idea of all time. Now, we forgot one, Dan, a big one. I'll put it down now since people didn't call in. Communism. How many times do you have to see that communism slash socialism doesn't work, it hasn't worked, be it the Pilgrims or anything else? That might be of all time. And it still can, but it has appeal. It keeps on coming back again. So I'll nominate communism.
Too bad, because it's already been nominated on Twitter.
Okay.
From Marianne. She wrote communism.
Yeah, you got to call in with it, though. Okay, what else do we have on Twitter?
No, I did put a disclaimer up on Twitter today that if you want to be entered into the contest, you have to call in your answer.
Okay.
But on Twitter, we also got a few other great answers. Our favorite, Hassan Bin Sober, said marrying my ex-wife is the worst decision.
There you go. Back to the divorce again.
We have Joe M., who writes in a great one that I forgot about, actually, but I am aware of it, that Kodak actually invented the digital camera, but because of their film business, rejected it.
That, you know what? That's a whole category. You had that one with Hulk Hogan. People that reject something because of something else they have going on.
Yep.
That is amazing. Just imagine that. That is a $100 billion mistake or something mind-boggling. Yeah.
Christopher LaCroix writes in New Coke.
Yes, I had New Coke on my list. I was saving that for later. That's a good one.
And Minnie writes in, the dumbest idea of all time was Robert De Niro's inspiration to give anti-Trump speech at 2018 Tony Awards.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's been Robert De Niro in general, the stuff that he's done. Tony, that was the big one. That's when he really blew up and really, went downhill.
I'd love to get more answers on air, though, like the Kodak one.
Right.
Which is a fantastic answer.
I think one of the tells is of how bad something is, if you take something, here are the components, like Coke. You take something that's universally, seemingly, you don't touch it. You come in, you're smarter than the room, you do it, and then pretty rapidly, you have to go back. That's an example of an all-time dumb idea. Here's prohibition. Americans like to drink. We come in. Oh, no, we're going to have prohibition. What happens? Violence, the whole thing, and we go back to people drinking. Yeah. Pretty quickly, too, for a constitutional amendment. All right, so at the end of your call, hit us with that, 855-839-1210. What's the reason why we're seeing more of this every time you see one of these surveys? Is it as simple as what they're being taught in school? What about the influence of parents, though? You know, what about the influence of all the people out there that say, honestly, it's not even a question. You know, I don't even know how we had to answer this question anymore. What's the greatest country in the history of the world, or even now, what's the greatest country? And is the subtext that younger people have been hammered into believing that American power and American greatness is a bad thing? It causes catastrophe around the world. Is that what it is that makes us believe that, that goes down that path? All right, so 855-839-1210. Get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, and we're coming to you. Here's one that has surfaced now that's all over the place. I've seen now just in the last week or two. Our buddy Selena Zito, she's the woman that writes from the rural America. She predicted Trump well before anybody else. She has a great piece up today, but there was one in the Inquirer the other day. Dollar General is a part of Americana worth saving and celebrating. Okay? And she talks about, in Pennsylvania, all these Dollar General stores, all these dollar stores, and all the rest of it. Now they're under fire from the left, and the argument is that Dollar General is making people eat processed foods. In other words, Dollar General in these stores, you can get food like that there, and people go there when really they want access to fresh fruits and vegetables, but we still have food deserts and the like. Or could it be that people go to Dollar General and all kinds of dollar stores because they like them? They like that their money spends. They like that that's going on. So several places are now trying to stop Dollar Generals and dollar stores. They're trying to limit them, like one only every 50 miles or something. There's all kinds of stuff that just in the last week is out there, last few weeks it has become apparent. The various progressive movements and governments and the like are going after the dollar store as an institution and saying it's a source of harm. She writes, it's kind of the modern day Woolworths. And it satisfies people. It's much more convenient. And your dollar stretches. That's the whole idea of the dollar store. Cities in Alabama, Texas, and Oklahoma have proposed or already passed legislation banning or limiting their ability to open stores within town borders. The reason? Apparently, they are not nutritiously woke enough for their city leaders who see them as deterrents to full-service grocery stores opening in their cities. Well, you know what? The reason why full-service grocery stores don't open there is if there's a market, they're going to do that. If they provide something that's superior, they're going to open there. People are just not going to go to, or you can have both. You can have a full-service grocery store and a Dollar General. So you're seeing that you'll start to hear this in Philadelphia. Remember, this was with Walmart for a while. Then it was with Chick-fil-A because of Chick-fil-A's stance back then on same-sex marriage. Now, the enemy are dollar stores. Particularly Dollar General seems to be the one that has the most that's driving people versus welcoming it. This, again, are Democrats. These are progressives in a bubble, not knowing the average person, not caring about that, not wanting to figure out why are they going to Dollar General. What is the draw? What is it that makes them feel that at home? So if you're a fan, I remember a while ago, the same time progressives were talking about farmers markets being racist because it's only white people that go to them. There's a story out there today that hiking and the great natural outdoors, that's racist. Not enough people of color are engaged in that. It's just an endless thing if certain people are not attracted to it for whatever their reason. I mean, I'm not attracted to hiking or camping out in a tent. You may be. Why is that? I don't know the exact reason. I'm just not. Dollar General. So over the weekend, there are unbelievable the number of references to this out there. Or the dollar store in general. And the idea is processed food. People really don't want that. You know, you're creating more food deserts with these things. It's a plot. Somehow or another, conservatives are involved. It's just incredible. I mean, why don't people put supermarkets there? Because it's either a high-crime neighborhood or it's out in the middle of nowhere and it's difficult to imagine them making a buck. That's what Walmart did by putting everything together. But the dollar store now, I think deep down, too, they just don't know the reality of a lot of American lives. They just can't. And even though Trump's a billionaire, somehow or another, he projects that they can't. Can you imagine Michael Bloomberg, or as Rush calls him, Doomberg? Imagine him talking about dollar stores or Dollar Generals or something, or any of these guys, or Bernie riffing on that, or Joe Biden. Oh, my God. They just can't do it. 855-839-1210. Let me go to Tommy. Tommy's in Bucks on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tommy, welcome in.
Hey, good morning. I just finished parking my freight train to get off and talk to you. But anyway, Dollar General, unbelievable, the locations they have.
Yeah.
I mean, I ride a motorcycle through Pennsylvania. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I think the strangest one was out near Waterville, okay. Pennsylvania, heading up towards the Grand Canyon, you know, taking the back roads. And I come around a corner, there's a Dollar General. I'm like, wow, like all the way out here. You would think that even that would have a hard time existing, but I talked to some people, and they're like, no, they got them in little pockets here and there, and they do pretty good because it's the only thing around, and there's no need for a supermarket. Supermarket wouldn't work in that area at all, go out of business. But I find it very unique, and they're not really a dollar store.
No,
because
no,
some
they're
items
not.
Are more than a dollar.
Yeah. But Tommy, to your point, they don't realize how much of America, even despite all the stuff that's going on, is still rural. It still is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pennsylvania is a real good example.
Itself.
Yeah.
And when you go down to Virginia and West Virginia and places like that, that as well. I mean, all the mountainous areas and real nice scenic places. You know, it's not just the Jersey Shore and the city of Philadelphia. you know, Pennsylvania's got a lot of nice mountain, and they got Lancaster County as well. I mean, very scenic area.
Without a doubt. Well, thank you for that. What's your dumbest idea ever?
I believe the dumbest one was the Ford Edsel. It was supposed to be the supercar of its time, and it flopped big time.
Well, exactly. Named after Edsel. Edsel Ford. Yes, the Edsel. We still use that. Now, Dan, is that a reference you would get? Somebody said, oh, that's an Edsel. I don't know what is the expression used now today for a dumb idea. Edsel used to be, what are you, an Edsel maker? That used to be the expression that people would use as, this is dumb. Yeah, it's another Edsel. I don't know if there's one today.
Might have had our winner might have came on Twitter today.
Oh, they're not going to beat me on communism.
I don't know. This is a great one. It's the worst sports promotion of all time. If I just say that, you might know.
Yes. Disco Night.
There you go. Yep, the Disco Demolition Night. Chicago White Sox, 1979. Horrible decision.
That was, that's creative. That is one of the dumbest ideas of all time. I can't imagine, well, Chicago, too, doing it here in Philadelphia.
Hat tip to Ian Wright on Twitter for that.
All right, very good. But we're looking for people on air, 855-839-1210. So far we have Hitler, Russia, communism, digital camera, Kodak wouldn't go with it, De Niro, 2018 Tony Awards, going after Trump, Ford Edsel, and Disco Night, and I had driverless car and Prohibition. All right, we have to go inside the vortex, though. We haven't heard from Joe. He didn't know Hammer Time today, which his entertainment background is a little bit, I don't know, dated, if you don't know Hammer Time.
He knew Hammer Time. He just didn't know the wrong name that you were calling it.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't correcting you. I seriously was. Look, I was confused by that.
Well, it's a whole thing. It's not just one song. It's Hammer Time, you know?
Well, the anniversaries of the song itself, though.
Well, that's true, but I'm a big picture guy. I'm not getting into the minutia here. All right, so Joe, what is the dumbest idea of all time?
Well, I heard that Bob Hope turned down an offer to invest in Disneyland.
Okay.
So I think that was the dumbest idea, to not invest in Disneyland, because look how much money that's worth now. Imagine generations would be taken care of.
He's
if
very
you were invested
upset about
in this. Disneyland.
Yes, you seem to be very upset, yes.
I should be.
All right. Well, so Walt Disney goes to Bob Hope, who was worth $100 million, I guess, something like that. Hey, I got this great idea, Disneyland.
Now,
not
how
Disney
about
World.
That?
Right, yes. And he won't go for it. He won't invest. That's a good one. I mean, that's a category where dumb ideas come in, where mainly people not just do something but don't invest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dumb decision.
I kind of like the Hulk Hogan not choosing the grill from Dan, though. That is
a
good one. I still think communism, though, is the dumbest idea of all time, even more than the disco night where they set fire and they engage and all that. Yeah. Now you could say electing Larry Krasner. It's Philadelphia. It's a dumb idea every day. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So now the latest target, not making this up, are dollar stores. The whole proposition is it's a conspiracy to make people eat processed food, that supermarkets could just be out there anywhere, and that people really just want fresh vegetables. They don't want to eat foods that they have a taste for. Is that true? Now, this used to be in the urban areas, about supermarkets and food deserts. Now it's extended to rural America. And this is where progressives really have no knowledge. I mean, you can see Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren out there in overalls or something, right? Talking to farmers. Bloomberg in Minnesota was talking to farmers last week. They just can't. And Trump connects with this. Or at least they see him as a pushback against these others that are always telling them how to live and how stupid they are. And why do you want to go to a Dollar General? All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. One of the ideas that is coming back, in fact, Philly.com has this. Now, I'm not saying it's a panacea, but I think it's a good thing. They had a big piece in the Sunday paper. Can your child read this? Maybe not. And what is it? Cursive. Now, Joe, did you have cursive where you went to school? Well, he's doing a cup. Dan, how about you? Do you have cursive?
Yes, we
did. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Now, you've seen my cursive. Catholic schools ought to be ashamed of themselves. They let me through.
Yours looks like a doctor.
Yeah, it's worse than a doctor. It's code. But it's still cursive. And they started to find that there's any number of upside things to cursive as far as fine, not just fine motor skills, but various deeper intelligence skills. So I'm looking at this piece, and it says a growing number of states are reconsidering the need for cursive instruction. At least 14 now mandate that students learn it. But where do they go to find people deeply involved in cursive? The Catholic schools. That's where the whole article is looking at. Now, look, I know some people go too far. They say cursive, just like prayer in schools, and everything will be okay. I'm not saying that. But for what reason? Nobody's saying that you get rid of keyboarding, get rid of printing, get rid of kids having other modality. Well, it's too much time spent on that. Really? All the evidence indicates the upside of cursive. So how have we just jumped at that? And now slowly but surely, they mention a Lawnside School District. They mention any number. Some public schools is what I'm saying. Some different districts like Chemung never stopped teaching cursive out there in Burlington County. Although students are not required to use it for their schoolwork and don't get graded, they get exposed to it, learning how to read and write cursive. The Catholic school, they have a teacher who drills her 19 students for 20 minutes in cursive writing once a week. So even Catholic schools are not doing quite as much of it. But why was that idea rejected? You know why it's rejected. It's like the new math. It's like all the rest of it. Anything that seems to be memorization or rote, or that you have to know it, you have to do it a certain way. Progressives got those things slowly but surely. We don't have any time for them. But we have time for cultural diversity luncheons every day. We have time for a million other things, but not for this. And now people, the smarter school districts, apparently are coming back with it. So I wonder, does your school district have cursive? That's a dumb idea that it was taken away. It was a good idea to bring it back. So right in front of us. Again, you get some people that get wound up and think this and prayer in schools and everything will be okay. I'm not saying that. I am saying, though, this is something basic that ought to be brought back. And it's amazing to me, people that can't read it if it's in cursive. How in the world did we do that to kids? Civics would be the other one that's kind of underrated. There used to be a class called civics in which it actually dealt with all the functions of the government and things related to it. That was taken away for what? Social studies, which is politically correct. Exactly. All right, Dan, you have another one?
Oh, for our side topic. Yes, yes. Dom. I found a great one, a great horrible decision in history, and that's by the CEO of, you remember back in 1999, Excite?
Yes.
The search engine?
Yes.
They were approached by someone named Larry Page and Sergey Brin to buy their company for $750,000 in 1999.
Yes.
Well, the company turned out to be Google. Now worth $361 billion.
Oh, God.
Could have had it for $750,000. And Excite, I don't think Excite even exists anymore.
How about Ask Jeeves? Is Ask Jeeves?
You know what? Actually, Excite was bought by AskJeeves.com, and they both became Ask.com.
Okay. Who goes to that?
No
Why
one.
Would you go
no
to
one.
That?
Exactly. Yeah. You want one more?
Yes.
I got a couple here. Blockbuster rejecting Netflix for $50 million. So as Blockbuster started sputtering, they were offered this mail rental DVD company.
Right.
And it would have been $50 million. They missed out on $20 billion, which Netflix is now valued at.
Very
over
good.
That.
Very yeah. good. All right, we add them to the list. Love to hear yours. When you call in at the end of it, just give me what you think was a dumb idea. World class. Could be a silly one. Could be a fun one. Anything related to Philadelphia probably gets bonus points.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.